250 years of a nation, one minute, one story. This is America in Focus. This station, along with our partners, will be bringing you a moment each week whereby we commemorate events that happened in our nation's fight for independence. This semi-quincentennial moment is being presented to remind each of us how blessed we are to live in a nation where life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are the birthrights we possess as American citizens. It is our hope that these brief reminders of our nation's fight for independence will awaken in you and your family a desire to dig deeper into the details of our shared American heritage. Join me now as we begin the journey leading up to American independence. As the year 1775 draws to a close, key battles and skirmishes, such as the Battle of Lexington and Concord, have already ignited revolutionary fervor. The American colonies have formed a confederation, and their delegates have chosen General George Washington to lead the armed forces, and he has now taken command. Elsewhere, Colonel Ethan Allen has captured Fort Ticonderoga, and General Richard Montgomery has taken Montreal. Also at this time, the editor of Pennsylvania Magazine, Thomas Paine, is preparing to publish a pamphlet titled Common Sense. In his words, "Everything that is right or reasonable pleads for separation from England." That was 1 minute, one story. From 250 years of a nation. I'm Dan Bortner, and this is America in Focus.
Air Master Heating and Air. Call 279-0509. We're there.
When your heating system breaks down, it's tempting to go the quick route and pay for the repairs to get it running again. That quick fix may seem the least expensive route now, but there's a lot to consider. The age of the furnace, the cost of the repairs, and the energy efficiency of your current equipment. AirMaster Heating and Air Conditioning. They can repair or replace your current system.
AirMaster Heating and Air. Call 279-0509. We're there.
Start your morning the right way at Holt's Cafe in Bedford. From sizzling bacon and fluffy pancakes to hearty homestyle favorites, every plate is made fresh and served with a smile. Looking for a true Indiana classic? Their famous tenderloin sandwiches are a must try. Whether you're meeting friends or fueling up for the day, Holt's Cafe delivers big flavor and small town charm. Stop by Thursday through Saturday and taste why locals keep coming back. Holt's Cafe, good food done right.